I am not going to resign. Representative Tony Gonzalez defies GOP calls to step down over alleged affair with aide. By Jasmine Jordan on February 24, 2026. Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, said he intends to remain in office as pressure grows from several House Republicans over allegations that he had an affair with a former staffer, an allegation he has previously denied, who died in September 2025 after pouring gasoline on herself and being engulfed in flames at her Uvalde home. Police maintained at the time they did not suspect foul play or the involvement of anyone else, while her family maintained she did not intentionally start the fire. "I am not going to resign," the Texas lawmaker told reporters on Tuesday. Gonzalez's remarks came as Speaker Mike Johnson indicated earlier that day that he would meet with the congressman. When pressed multiple times about whether Gonzalez should run for re-election amid the situation, Johnson replied, "I haven't met with him yet. I work every day for the people of Texas," Gonzalez said. "And there will be an opportunity for all the details and facts that come out. What you've seen is not all the facts." A Monday report detailed mounting pressure from House Republican women calling on Gonzalez to resign over claims he had an affair with his staffer, Regina Santos Aviles, after newly released text messages between the two were published by media outlets. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, argued that the messages seemingly show a perverted boss drunkenly coercing a vulnerable staffer into explicit conversations, pressing her for sexy pics, asking about her favorite sexual positions. "This kind of abuse of power has no place anywhere, let alone in Congress, and Tony Gonzalez should be ashamed and resign immediately," Boebert declared. Representative Ana Paulina Luna, R.F., wrote on X that every single other member of Congress should be condemning a sitting member of Congress asking for explicit photos of their staff. "As a woman, this is really disgusting to see. Not to mention, it brings dishonor on the House of Representatives. I'm so sick of people not calling this crap out," Luna added. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, described the alleged texts as disgusting and inexcusable and stated Congress should have zero tolerance for those who abuse their power over others. On Tuesday, Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, shared the report on X, writing, "I'm joining Nancy Mace, Lauren Boebert, and Ana Paulina Luna in calling for Representative Tony Gonzalez to resign immediately. Where are the other men in the GOP? Trump is infamous for making terrible endorsements, this is one and it should be revoked." Mace also announced Tuesday, breaking, "We've filed a resolution directing the Ethics Committee to preserve and publicly release records and reports on all of their investigations into members of Congress for sexual harassment and unwelcome sexual advances. Tony Gonzalez is just the tip of the iceberg. There is no place for sexual harassment or unwelcome sexual advances in the House of Representatives. And we won't let the Washington establishment keep protecting its own." End of story, she concluded. Speaker Johnson, in comments Monday, described the allegations as very serious but stopped short of calling for Gonzalez's resignation. "I endorsed Tony before all these allegations came out. They're obviously very serious," Johnson expressed. "And I've spoken with him and told him he has got to address that in the appropriate way with his constituents, and all of that. You have to let the system play out," Johnson continued. "If the accusation of something is going to be the litmus test for someone being able to continue to serve in the House, we'll have a lot of people who would have to resign or be removed or expelled from Congress." Johnson has not withdrawn his endorsement of Gonzalez, and President Donald Trump, who endorsed him in December, has not rescinded his endorsement.